All right. Okay, so the Mishnah told us over here in Beis Med Aleph, Hakol Shechta Mishchitas and Kshera, everyone can shecht and Mishchita is kosher. Chutz Mecher Shoyt V'Katan, Shema Yikalku Eshchitasan. Except with the exclusion of Mecher Shoyt V'Katan, lest they mess up when they're performing the Shechita. But if there's someone watching over them as they're performing the Shechita, then the Shechita is kosher. So Shema Yikalku. So Tosfos explains, I'm sorry, the Gemara goes on to explain, the Gemara is going to discuss the language of the Mishnah, which we'll get to, but the language of the Mishnah is somewhat confusing, because it begins at Kol Shechtim, that implies the Chachila, but then Shechitas and Kshera implies B'diyeved, is this Halacha V'Chachila, is it only Kosher B'diyeved, or can the Chachila we give them to Shecht, is what keeps the Gemara busy all the way into Beis M'Beis. But then the Gemara there explains, what's the concern, what are these Ketanim going to do wrong? And the Gemara explains that these ketanim, what are we afraid that they're going to do wrong and be makalka the shkita? So the Gemara says, beis and beis, that if we have a group bechul and grady that we can't give them to shech. Shema yishu, shema yidrusu, v'shema yachlidu. There are five psulei shkita which we're going to become very familiar with. One of them is shema yidrusu. Where are we? Which means that you're gonna pause in the middle of the shkita. Shem, I mean, you're supposed to do it quickly in one motion. Shem yachlido, you'll push through. Shem yishu is you'll pause. Shem yidrusu is you will push through the simanim as opposed to cutting them. Right, you'll use pressure as opposed to just the sharpness of the knife. And then shem yachlido means you'll come from the back. You'll stick in the knife and then come from the back and shech the kanan nevashes from the back. There are two other psulei shechita, which is known as hagrama, which is cutting in the wrong place, and ikor, which is instead of cutting the simanim, ripping them out. Why aren't we afraid the ketanim are going to do those? There's five psulei shechita. The Gemara only mentions over here why, you know, that we're afraid. You can't allow the ketanim to shechta themselves. Shema yikalku shechitas, and what are they going to do wrong? Shema yishu, shema yidrusu, shema yachlidu. Maybe they'll pause, maybe they'll push through it, maybe they'll cut from the back. What happened to hagrama? Which is, again, that they'll cut in the wrong place, or Iko, they'll rip out the Simanim. So I saw in the Ha'aris of Rabbi Yashav, and he has, which I think is so obvious. He says, because those last two, you could check later on. If you rip out the Simanim, or you cut in the wrong place, we could see that. We don't have to be afraid. Maybe you did it and we didn't notice. But if a person pauses in the middle of the Shechita, you can't check that out later. A person pushed through the Simanim instead of cutting them. We can't see that right now. Or maybe if you cut from the back, it might look the same as if you cut from the front. So since these are things that we can't necessarily detect later on, we're afraid the katan might do it, and we won't be aware of it. And nonetheless, the shkita will still be possible. Okay, so we can't give a katan to shech l'chatchila. Maybe there'll be makalkel in the shkita. Unless someone else is watching over them, then the shkita is kosher. So Rashi and Tosfos have a machlokes over here about how to read the Mishnah. Because shema yikalkelu implies maybe they did this already. Not Shema, I'm sorry, maybe they will be makako the Shkita. So that implies that you can't give it to them l'chatchila because maybe they will do this in the future even though they haven't done it yet. So Rashi writes, Ketosis over here, Zemir Masl Shema Yikalku, says, B'gemara diak mi de katani Shema Yikalku, vo katani Shema Kilku, maybe they did this in the past, meaning we gave it to Shech l'chatchila, but now we're afraid. No, you can't even give it to them with chachil. This is talking about in the future. Shema yikalku. V'okatani shema kilku. Shema mina. Imotz v'han chulin l'chachil. Even though it's not kachim at all, it's chulin, you cannot allow them to shech l'chachil because we are afraid that in the future they will either pause, they'll push through, or they'll cut the simanim from the back. Shema yishu, shema yidrusu, shema yachlidu. Well, perish our kuntris, but then 1 minute. V'kulan sheshachtu. Let's continue on in the Mishnah. V'kulan sheshachtu v'achem ro'nasan. All of these individuals, we're going to have to explain who that's referring to. The Gemara spends a long time on that. But kulan sheshachtu v'achem ro'nasan, anybody who shechs and other people are watching, shkitas v'ksheira, then your shkita is kosher. That also implies b'diyeved. B'lechatchila, we shouldn't allow them to do this. So perish hakuntris afilu v'achem ro'nasan v'kashu perusho. What is Rashi saying? That's also coming to tell us that that's even only b'diyeved. So Tosfos claims that over here, according to Rashi, it's redundant. Shem yikalku eshkita. I'm sorry. Let's backtrack for a second. Rashi, when Rashi comments in that phrase, Shem yikalku eshkita, son, you're not allowed to give them to shech l'chatchila. because maybe they will perform the shechita improperly. Rashi understood that that's even talking about when there are others watching over them. That's how Rashi learned in the second line of the Mishnah. You're not allowed to give them to a chef because maybe they'll perform the shechita improperly. It's even talking about when others are watching them. So Tosfos says, well, then what's added by the second clause of the Mishnah, the third? That also implies by the Yevet, only if someone is watching over them, that the shechita is kosher by the Yevet, even that should not be allowed. So Tosfos says, let me save a that's exactly what the third clause of the Mishnah is telling us. That's only b'diyeved. So according to Rashi, the two b'diyeveds, not the ones the Gemara is discussing, the two b'diyeveds of Shemin, you can't give it to a cousin to share because maybe he'll perform it improperly. So Rashi said, well, that's even talking about even if there are others watching over him. So the Tosfos says, what's the whole purpose of the third clause of the Mishnah? That's only b'diyeved. We already learned that in the previous line. So according to Rashi, the Mishnah here is redundant. So therefore, skip to the bottom of Tosfos, five lines from the bottom in the first wide line. Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam mefarish dein moisun lehem chulin lechadchilo lishchait afil kidei lahash leklovin. No, shema yekalko shchitasa means not only can you not give a cotton to shech, even if a person's not going to eat it, you're going to give it to a dog. Meaning, you're going to give it to your pet. You can't allow the cotton to shift. Because maybe as you're feeding to the pet, someone will come to eat it. Because they're going to see he's shechting, and even though here he's only shechting to give to the dog, we shouldn't allow the cotton to shech ever. Even though the dog doesn't need to eat kosher food, right? He's not going to be allowed to eat basar b'chalav. He doesn't need to eat kosher food. But if you allow the cotton to shech, people will make the mistake of thinking that he's kosher l'shchita. So even if no one's going to eat it, you can't allow the cotton to shech. That's the first line of the Mishnah. The second, part of the Mishnah, that's only be the yevet, even when others are watching, that's if people are going to eat it. So let's read Tosfos. Rabbeinu Tam mefarish dein moisun lehem chulin lechadchilo lishchait afilu kidei lahash leklavim. Dilma osi lemeichel sheyidu lahash l'shchitasim mitoch sheyiru shemoisun lehem. They see us giving animals to the cotton. They're going to think that he's kosher l'shchita k'depatrinu l'kaman. Shchitasa mikisoi, that's why we don't do kisoi dam in the shchita of a cotton, unless people think that it's a real shchita. Dilma asi l'meima shchita ma'al yasehi. V'necha hashu d'be'ein acherim ronas on askina b'reisha. So in the first part of the Mishnah, we're not talking about where others are watching him. You can't give a cotton to shech b'chlal. Ever. Even if no one's eating it. That's the first part of the Mishnah. That's only b'diyeved. That's when people are going to eat it. Even though someone's watching over him, it's still only b'diyeved. Rashi interpreted both to be talking about when other people are watching him. You can't give him when other people are watching him. And then if the other people are watching him, it's still only good b'diyeved. So Tosfos says, that's redundant. If Shemi Yikavu Shkitasim is talking about when other people are watching him, then why do we need the whole end of the Mishnah? V'kulin Sheshachtu V'chei Meronasan Shkitasim Sheref. Other people are watching the Shkita is, the Shechita is still only b'diyeved. One could have answered for Rashi, he could have said the following thing, some Achronim say like this. Now perhaps Rashi meant, if you remember, we had the opinion of the Rambam. The opinion of the Rambam was, it's a mitzvah to do Shechita. Right? It's not just that it permits the meat, it's actually a mitzvah. So if the Katan does the Shechita, maybe the first part of the Mishnah is saying, yeah, but that's not a mitzvah. Because the Katan is not chayav b'mitzvahs, so it's not a mitzvah. But maybe the Shechita is still kosher, as long as other people are watching over him. So that's what I might have thought. The first part of the Mishnah says, Chachil, you shouldn't give him to Shech, because he's not fulfilling the mitzvah. But no one ever questioned the legitimacy of the Shechita. Then, according to Rashi, the second part of the Mishnah is coming to teach us, V'kulin Sheshach, V'chem Ronas, V'chitas, and Sheva, still only be the Yevet, even if we're just talking about the fact that the Shechita permits the meat, that's only be the Yevet still. I mean, it's not just to be the Yevet, because you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah. Maybe that's what the first part of the Mishnah is talking about. It's be the Yevet in terms of the Heter Shechita. It's still highly questionable, because maybe he'll make a mistake in performing the Shechita. So maybe in both parts are talking about when others are watching over them, they're talking about two different parts of the Shechita. The first part is talking about the mitzvah. That's be the Yevet, because he won't be able to fulfill the mitzvah entirely, because he's not chayav be mitzvahs yet, he's not a bar mitzvah. And the second part is talking about, even forget about the mitzvah, being so religious over here. But the shechita is not going to permit the meat, perhaps, because maybe he'll make a mistake in performing the shechita. So maybe it's not as redundant as Tosfos makes it out to be. But that's the, Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. He learns the first part is, even if people are not going to eat it, it's still only b'diyeved. And people are going to eat it, even if someone else is watching over him. It's only b'diavad. The Gemara, though, says Masechtas Sukkah over here. When can with regards to kata and performing shechita, also makes reference to this idea that if someone else is standing over him, that perhaps the shechita is kosher. The Gemara says Masechtas Sukkah again. So what emerges from our Gemara? Shechita is kosher. Katan is always b'diavad, even if there are others watching over him. However, the Gemara says in Masechtas Sukkah the following: Katan yodea lishchait oichel mishchitasai. Again, sounds like a b'diavad. But a katan who knows how to perform shkita, you can eat his shkita. Amar avhuna v'husha gadol amar agav. If that's only someone else is standing over him. So a katan can perform shkita if someone else is watching. That's what comes out of our Mishnah. But here what the Gemara adds in Masechtas Sukkah is that even when others are watching over him, it's only if the katan is yodea lishchait. If he's not the Yodea Lishchait, it sounds like even if someone else is watching over him, the Shechita is no good, right? Our Mishnah said, L'chachil HaKotan Shudin Shech, under any circumstances, even if no one's eating it, even if you're giving it to the dog. But if other people are standing over him, then it's okay. The Gemara says in Masechtas Sukkah, even when other people are standing over him, it's still only good if he knows how to Shecht. What does that mean, he knows how to Shecht? So, Rechev, if I were to ask you, what does it mean, he knows how to Shecht? That could mean two things, right? We're here in the halls of academia, so that could mean that he knows Hilchos Shechita, he's book smart, but he's not very talented necessarily with his hands, right? If you can't do, those who can't do teach, right? So maybe he's book smart. Who's to say he's talented? Or maybe he's talented, but he really has no idea why he's doing what he's doing. So Katan Yadei Lishka could mean he's talented, it could mean he knows Hilchos Shechita. So Tysus here deals with this. Tysus writes, that means he's talented. He knows it. What are we afraid? We're afraid the Kotan's not going to do it properly. So, but if he practices, he's good at it, so then let him do it. That's only if someone's standing over him. Mashma says Tysus. If he's not talented, even if someone's watching over him from the beginning to the end. Okay, so Taisus here says, derives from here, really a limitation in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah told us in Kulan Dabez Manal, if someone's else watching over the Chatan, it's good. Says Taisus, not so fast. He has to be talented at Shechita. He still has to prove himself. He hasn't proven himself to be talented at Shechita. It's no good. He doesn't necessarily need to know Hilchos Shechita, but at least he has to be talented at performing Shechita. All right? So what emerges, let's just get the facts before we understand, analyze them. But what is halacha with a katan performing shechita? No, but the evidence, if someone's watching over him, and the Gemara adds in Masechtas Sukkah, he also has to be talented. He has to be a yodea lishchait. He doesn't necessarily need to be a baki in hilchos shechita. Then most of our right musmachim wouldn't be qualify either, but fine. In our times, we used to have to learn shechita. We used to spend half the year learning shechita. Now they wipe shechita out of the curriculum for smicha. Okay, so let's see this in Shulchan Aruch as it plays out, because it's not as simple as we made it out to be. It says in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Aleph Sif, hey, Katan She'ena Yodeo Ga'amen Yodav, what about a Katan who doesn't know, right, he's not talented at performing Shechita, he hasn't proven himself to be so? That's what Tosfos wrote in Masechtas Sukkah. If the guy, the Katan, has not shown himself to be proficient in performing Shechita, even if someone else is standing over him, Yigla Chachila cannot perform Shechita. Ve'im Shachtu, if he did it, but, says Tosfos, b'di'evet, if he did it, says the Shulchan Aruch, I'm sorry, it might be kosher b'di'evet. So you shouldn't give it to him with chachila. It should only be given to him with chachila if someone's watching over him and he's proven himself to know hilchos shechita, proven himself to be talented, proficient at performing shechita. But if he hasn't proven himself, then and he did it, then we can't pass the shechita b'di'evet. You cannot, this is again talking about if he has not proven himself to be proficient at Shechita. If no one else is watching over him, even if he wants to feed it to the dogs, he's not going to, a human being is not going to eat it. Nonetheless, you can't give him to Shechita Chachila because of the mistaken impression. Let's say he does know, he is proficient in Shechita. If other people are watching over him, so then you can give him to Shechita Chachila and you can eat from Mishchita. Oh, so I'm sorry, maybe we said it over improperly. So let's go. L'chadchila, when can a katan shecht? I'm sorry, we said it over a little bit wrong. When l'chadchila can a katan shecht? Only if he's proven himself to be proficient, and we're not afraid he's going to make a mistake, if other people are watching him. Oh. Right? Yeah, then even we can give him even l'chadchila. So the Gemara in Sukkah was adding l'chadchila, we can give him the shecht if he knows how fashchita. I'm sorry, if he knows how to be, he's proven himself to be proficient in shechita, and there are others watching over him. If he hasn't proven himself, and there are other people watching over him, it's kasher b'diavad. If he hasn't proven himself, or even if he has, but there's no one watching over him, then it's pasul, even b'diavad. Yeah? That's the halacha. Yeah.
Presumably need to know the halachos.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
So it could be.
The katan might also have to know the halachos. Look at the shach. We'll regroup after the shach. But look at the shach. The shach says, Dadim yidivar b'shezev mashma, the katan, sheyodei ram and esedev, if as long as he's proficient, o mumcha, once he's proficient, as long as other people are standing over him, it's good. Right? And if he's not proficient, as long as there's someone standing over him, then it's b'diyevet. And if no one's watching over him, even if he is a mumche, those are the three, right? There's l'chadchila, if he's talented and there are those watching. B'diyevet, if someone's watching, even if we don't know he's talented, and then he's no good at all, even b'diyevet, if no one's watching. They learn that Gemara and Sukkah differently than Tosfos. Not that he's talented and proficient in Shechita, he knows the halachas. You got to know the halachas too. Hariko lipsak dafil biyodeh min l'chud o mumcha. V'acherim oimnim agabov. And someone else is watching over him even though he's a talented and proficient kid. And there are those watching over him, it's still only b'diyevet. L'chad chila asa ad shi yodeya la'amin yodeh v'gam hu mumcha. And he knows the halachas. So he says you have to, in order to make a l'chadchila, not only do you have to be proficient, but he has to be a mumcha, meaning he has to know the hilcha shechita too. Okay, so we got the three levels. Any question on the mitzvah? This is the halacha. Yeah.
So he always, even if he's whatever,
in order to be l'chadchila, he's got to be yodei l'shkot. That could be interpreted in two ways. Rov Taisus and the Shach and the Shulchan Aruch seem to interpret it as he's proficient. The Marshal adds, you got to know hilchos shechita too. You have to be a mumche, which means you got to be an expert. And others are watching over him. Then the katan's good.
People have to watch over. It doesn't matter.
No, in order for the shechita to be kosher at all, you got to have other people watching over him. Either b'diavad or l'chadchila. If he knows, it could even be l'chadchila. If he doesn't know, it will be at least b'diavad. But if no one's watching over him, the kid could be like, the Babe Ruth of Shechita. It doesn't matter. Because he's a katan, that's no good. Okay, that's the rules. That's the halacha. Why? However, why? Why? Why is a katan who's proficient, who's a mumcha? But if no one's watching over him, it's not Omer al Gab of the Shechita is no good. Why? What did the Katan do wrong? He's Jewish, right? As far as we know. Right? What's wrong? Why is the Katan no good? But if there are Achei Omer al Gab, then all of a sudden it's good. So the Shach here in Sifkon Chav Zayin explains, V'atam kozva ra'ov v'bedek habayis, this is not an issue of Kedushas Yisrael or even of talent or proficiency. The Katan has proven himself to be so. He's not believed to say he did so correctly because he's possibly Eidos. You can't believe the Katan. Many people send, they don't like being Tevil Kalim. It's a pain. Right? When you first get married, it's exciting. When you're married for a while and someone gives you a new candy dish, it's a pain. We never want to call mitzvahs a pain, chas v'shalom, but it's to get to the mikveh is a pain. Doing the mitzvah is wonderful. So that's why people came up with misconceptions like you could use it once without telling you. There's no such thing. That's absolute baloney. If it comes with food in it, like a Snapple bottle, you can drink it. You don't have to empty out the Snapple, toggle it, and then put the Snapple back in it. Right? You can empty it. So if I get a candy dish with candy in it, I could eat that first serving of candy. Right? But you can't, if I buy an empty candy dish, you certainly can't use it once without tefillah. There's no such thing. That's a total misconception and erroneous impression that many people have. Says, okay, so what do people do inevitably? Once you have a kid who's old enough to do something on their own, you send them to the mikveh to be toivel kelim. Very nice. You give mechanech the children a mitzvah. So let's say the child is not a gadol. The child is 11. The child is 10. So even though they can Uber to the mikveh, right, all by themselves, because in their smartphone that they have, you still can't ask them to be toivel kelim. Why not? Because you can't believe them that they did it. But the child is trustworthy. The child is not a liar. It doesn't matter. The child is not believable. He's not trustworthy when it comes to matters of halacha. You just see it's a halacha. He's posel yedus. So it's over here. Says the Ra'ah, we just can't believe the katan that he performed the shechita properly. The einam on the katan. We were once eating out at someone's house. So the woman lived around the corner from the mikveh. She said, yeah, I send my daughter all the time to go be toivel kelim. I was like, oh, that's so nice. You don't pass the Sprite, right? I was like, the daughter was like 10. I was like, no, can't do that. Okay, anyway. Ba'ataz. Who's ba'ataz? That's the levush. Atara zah. What does the levush say? The levush said something else. Levush betam the kevan. Why can't the katan perform shechita by himself if he's talented and he's a mumch and he's past the smicha bechina and hilcha shechita? Why? Why can't he shecht? So the Ra'ah said, because we can't believe you, says the shach, but not like what the levush said. What did the levush say? Betam the kevan shadayin loy higia lechayva shechita min atayra ein shechita so shechita the siv is avachta. In order to be kosher for shechita, you have to be included in the mitzvah of shechita, because the pasuk says v'zavachta v'achalta. Pasuk in last week's parashas Re'eh, v'zavachta v'achalta, you will shecht and then you will eat. In order to be kosher, to make it edible, you have to be included in the mitzvah of v'zavachta. And the katan is not a bar zavicha because he's not included in the mitzvah in the first place. That's how the Levush learned. The katan's not included in the mitzvah of shechita, because he's not a bar zvicha, because he's not mitzvah in the mitzvah, he's not bar mitzvah yet. That's why shechita is no good. So the Shach disagrees with this Levush. Oh, yeah, yeah. He says, the zehu tema, don't say this. The besimim beis, obi kachavim made a mitzvah of shechita klal. Where did the Levush get this from? He got this from the shechita of non-Jews. So if you look in the Mishnah, and if you give him an Aleph, if you turn to your Gimel Aleph, the Mishnah says, Shechitas Oivei Kachavim Nevela. Umetame B'masa, the Shechit of an Oivei Kachavim is Nevela meat. It's not kosher meat at all. So much so that it's Metame B'masa. Right, like Nevela is Metame. Why is the Shechit of an Akum no good? The Gemara never explains. The Shechitas Akum is no good. Right, it doesn't say why. The Tosfos explains earlier in Gimel Midbeis, in the context of a whole different sugya, which means that we'll get to very soon. Tosfos says in Gimel Midbeis, look down at Divrei Maaskel Kasavar. Gimel Midbeis, Divrei Maaskel Kasavar, says Tosfos, that the shechit of a non-Jew is no good, v'shechitasim psua k'moshal ovei kochavim. Why is the shechit of an ovei kochavim no good? Mi v'zavachta, because the apostle says in Parashas Re'eh, v'zavachta, that which you shecht, you can eat. Those who are commanded in the mitzvah of zavicha can produce food that is edible. As opposed to an avikachavim, maybe even a Jew who has gone so far off the derech that he's no longer, has his kedushas Israel, and his shechita is no good. Like an ochel nevelos lahakas, he does so despite the kodesh baruch. Fine, we'll get to that soon. But a shechita's akum is no good because he's not a bar zavicha, he's not included in the mitzvah of shechita, and therefore since he's not included in the mitzvah of shechita, he cannot produce kosher meat. Says the Levush, the same is true with the child. He's not included in the mitzvah of shechita, and therefore he cannot produce kosher meat. That's the Levush. The Shach says, don't compare a non-Jew, right, to a child. What's that? What's the comparison? To Zehu Tema, says the Shach. 2 lines from the bottom of Avos Beis. De Besimen Beis, and Simen Beis of Hilchos Shechita, Ovi Kachamim Mitzuvah Shechita Klal. Avavadai de Katan Mitzuvah. The Katan is certainly included in the Mitzvah of Shechita. Shrei Asa Lalecho. Below Shechita, he's prohibited to eat without Shechita. V'gam Mishkachas Lefomim de Shechita Sekshera. There are instances when the Shechita of a Katan is Kasher. When is that? When is the shechit of the katan kosher? When is Rabbi said? When is the shechit of the katan? Someone's watching over him. If he's yodei ramen es yodam, if he's talented and proficient, or maybe even if you know, as long as he knows he's a mumcha in hilchos shechita. If he's a mumcha in hilchos shechita, there's someone watching over him. We already read the Shulchan Aruch. So then the shechita is kosher l'chachila. And if there's even if he's not, as long as there's someone watching over him, it's kosher. But the other, the shechita of a non-Jew is never kosher. Even if there are others watching over him, it's not kosher. So you see, says the Shach, the two are not the same. The two are not the same. The Katan certainly is a Bar Zavicha. He's not like the Akum. The Akum, the Shechita is never kosher. As opposed to the Katan, the Shechita is kosher. There are others watching over him. Yeah.
So according to the if somebody's watching the Nachri do Shechita, would that be considered kosher Shechita?
No! No, the Nachri is no good. Personal disqualification. He's out. A katan, if someone's watching over him, okay, it's okay. So that's why the Shach says to Lavush, how can you equate the katan with the akum? The akum is a, you know, across the board disqualification. He's just out because he's not included in the mitzvah of shechita. A katan clearly is included in the mitzvah of shechita, but haraya is if others are watching over him. The shechita is kosher. Another raya that the Shach brings is from the Tosefta. Because the Tosefta distinguishes between the Shechita of a Nachri and the Shechita of a Katan in the very same line. Says the Tosefta, quoting a Mishnah of Yilam Yisefta school in Daf Peivav, but here the Tosefta adds a wrinkle which doesn't appear in the Mishnah Peivav. Tosefta says, Shechitas Nachri, Mutar Misham Oysav Yezmenoi. Anybody know what Oysav Yezmenoi is? It's only a Pesach in the Torah, yeah?
Can't kill.
Mother. And you can't shech the mother and the child in the same day. Not allowed to do it. That's if the first one was a shechita. What if I'm hunting, right? Which is not a Jewish mitzvah, right? I'm hunting. And then you shech the child that day. Right? Nice and bambi. So, is that oisav esbeno? No, it's only you're not allowed to shecht for hilcha shechita for, you know, consumption purposes, the mother and the child on the same day. If you happen to, you know, be hunting, or one dies by natural causes, and then you shech the other one that same day, that's not a problem. So it says the Tosefta, shechitas nachri mutar mishum oisav yezmenoi. That's not called a shechita pashut. So if the nachri shechted the first one, I can shech the second one on the same day, no problem. Shechitas nachri, doesn't matter. It's not a shechita. But let's say the katan shechted the first one. Then you cannot shech the child on the first day because the shechita of a katan is a shechita. He is a bar zavicha. Don't tell me he's not a bar zavicha like the akum, says the shach. Of course he is a bar zavicha. That's why oisav yezbenoi applies. If the katan shechted one on that day, I can't shech the other. Can't shech the mother and the child on the same day. All right, so a katan is considered to be a bar zvicha. That is the point that the Shach makes emphatically. So why is the katan shechita no good? Because we can't believe him, like sending the child to go do tefillas kelim when he's 11 years old. We just can't believe you. We'd like to, but we can't. You're possibly a desot over here. We can't believe the katan did it properly, even though he's very talented. He might be, you know, an all-star shechit. Doesn't matter. We just can't believe you. When it comes to any matter of halakha, so therefore we can't believe you that you perform the shechita properly unless someone else is watching over you. But if someone else is watching over him, of course the shechita is kosher, as opposed to an akhri, but the shechita is never kosher. The katan is a bar zavicha. Wonderful! This is all great. There is a problem, though. There's a problem with another Gemara. Because the Gemara says in Masechta Zgiyin the following. What do we derive from here? Perhaps a bigger yesod, which applies not only to shechita, but to all mitzvahs, where katan, right, is excluded, because he's not bar mitzvah yet, is he at least considered to be, you know, a bar zavicha? We said, yes. even though it's in order to produce kosher meat, you have to be included in the mitzvah, and therefore Nachri is not included in the mitzvah, cannot produce kosher meat. Here the katan is considered to be included in the mitzvah. He is a bar zavicha. However, the Achrayna may ask from a Gemara Masechtas Gittin. Says the Gemara Masechtas Gittin, Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah, Shekazvan min umasur, Oy ve'kachavim ve'eved isha ve'katan, Kuzi v'Yisrael mumar, Pesulin. If you have a Sefer Torah that was written by a min, a ma'isar, a ve'kachavim, an isha, a katan, a kuzi, Yisrael, whatever, the Sefer Torah is pasul. Well, who's one of the individuals who, if they wrote a Sefer Torah, it's pasul? Is a katan. In order to be kosher, the Sefer Torah has to be written by a Jew. That's why it's wonderful people rescue these Sefer Torah from all over the world. It'd be nice to know who wrote them. Be nice. In order for the Sefer Torah to be kosher, you have to know who wrote it. That's a big deal. Otherwise, we don't know if the Sefer Torah is kosher. It used to be a big business. People of ill repute were involved in this. Okay. The Sefer Torah that was written by a katan is also no good. Shenema, why? Because the pasuk says, as we say every day, Ukshartem, Kshiras tefillin is next to Kesivas mezuzah. Koshe yeshno b'kshira, whoever is obligated in the mitzvah of putting on tefillin, yeshno b'kesiva, can produce tefillin. Koshe eino b'kshira, if you're not in the kudin in the mitzvah of putting on tefillin, you cannot produce them either. So based on our discussion by meat, where we said a nachri is not in the, not included in the mitzvah of eating kosher meat, and therefore he can't produce it. We say, no, but a katan. A katan's included in the mitzvah. And therefore he can produce kosher meat. The only issue is one of nemanus. So if you have a gadol watching over him, fine. But when it comes to ksiva sefer Torah, tefillin, mezuzah, we said, the Mishnah Gemara says explicitly, a katan is not included in the mitzvah, and therefore he cannot produce these items either. He's not a bar kashira. So just to phrase succinctly, why is a katan considered a bar zavicha, but he's not a bar kashira? He's considered a bar zavicha, and therefore he can produce kosher meat if someone's watching over him, but he's not considered to be a bar kashira. He cannot produce the sefer Torah, tefillin, mezuzah, even if someone is watching over him. He's not included in the mitzvah, and therefore he can't produce these items. Rabbeinu Tam derived from this Gemara, a striking halacha, Mikam, which many of Rishonim disagreed with. Mikam Omer Rabbeinu Tam, De'ein isha gedes lulav va'osa tzitzis. A woman cannot tie the lulav or create tzitzis, kevin the gomifkida, because she's not included in the mitzvah of producing, of wearing tzitzis, therefore she can't produce these items. She's not included in the mitzvah of netilas lulav, therefore she can't produce the items, kevin the gomifkida. Taisvis is not happy with Rabbeinu Tam, Ve'nira. Dehami de Paslinim Bereish Hatachelas Titzis Ve'Bekachavim Darsh B'nei Sov Ha'asu V'lo B'lo B'ov Dekachavim Mechal De'ishik Sheir. We have an exclusion for Nachrim, and that implies that a woman is kosher. And also, a woman shouldn't be able to build a sukkah either. A woman's not included in the mitzvah of sukkah. But the Gemara says explicitly, Mesech HaSukkah, Sukkah's Ganbach, which is produced by, that's a Rosh HaTevis, for Goy, Noshim, Behema, and Kusi. So if any of these four individuals produce a sukkah, the sukkah is kosher, even though they're not included in the mitzvah. So you see, even though a woman's not included in the mitzvah of sukkah, she can't produce the sukkah. So if she's not included in the mitzvah of tzitzis, why can't she produce tzitzis? She's not included in the mitzvah of lulav, why can't she produce the lulav? All right, so Tosfos says, V'dafka b'sefer Torah, tefillin u'mezuzah, t'sivuk shartam u'safta d'rishin hanochi. One could have explained the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. Rav Shech does a whole piece in his sefer explaining this opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. He says there's a difference between sukkah that doesn't need to be made lishma as opposed to tzitzis that do need to be made lishma. So Rabbeinu Tam feels whenever you have to produce an item that needs to be made lishma, you have to be included in the mitzvah. If the mitzvah doesn't require lishma, like sukkah, then you don't have to be included in the mitzvah to produce the item. Okay, whatever. However we justify Rabbeinu Tam. But we're coming back to our problem by a katan. It seems to be an outright contradiction. Stira mifureshes. We said, the Shach said emphatically, a katan is a bar zavicha. Even though it's not included in the mitzvah of shechting, or he is included in the mitzvah, and therefore he can't produce kosher meat, as opposed to enough, he's not included in the mitzvah who cannot produce kosher meat. So katan is included in the mitzvah, but how come when it comes to Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah, the Gemara says explicitly, katan is not a bar kashira. He's not included in the mitzvah, and therefore he cannot produce a Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah. That's the problem. So the Noid, all the Achronim are busy with this question. So Noid de Behuda has what I think is the classical answer. This is the first simon in Noid de Behuda in the second edition of his Tshuvas. He has this Noid de Behuda Kama, you know, the Madura Kama, and then there's the Madura Basra. So the Madura Basra, the very first Tshuva in the Noid de Behuda is about this issue, and he provides the following explanation. He says that there's a difference between eating non-kosher meat and putting on tefillin. He says the katan is not included in the mitzvah of tefillin. He's not obligated to do it. Maybe chinuch, whatever. But, you know, most children are not obligated to put on tefillin. Not obligated. But the child, you're not allowed to feed him non-kosher meat. He is included in that mitzvah. Because the Gemara says in Maseches Yevam is the following. Famous rule. Over here in Kuf Yudal Amud Aleph, based on the Pasuk, I think in Parshas Emor, Lo sachlum ki sheketem. But the pasuk is pronounced lo sachilum. You should not feed them these crawling creatures. Lo sachilum ki sheketem. Lo sachilum means you shouldn't not eat it yourself. You shouldn't feed it to others. Lahazir gedolim al ktanim, says the Gemara. You not only should not eat yourself, you shouldn't feed it to your child. These creepy crawlers. My love damal hu lo sachilum. Doesn't that just mean I should tell my children, hey guys, don't eat this, right? You see these ants, whatever, I know it looks appetizing. Don't eat them. Or it says, no, that's not what it means. Not just I have to be mechanech them. I'm not allowed to feed it to them biyadayim. There's an iser to give a sheketz to a child. If the child's eating on his own, maybe I don't have to stop him. But I am not allowed, maybe I don't have to tell him, you know, guys, maybe lay off the ants. I'm not allowed to feed him the chocolate-covered ants. I have to do it. Tashma is another instance where this halacha appears. The pasuk says in connection with blood, kol nefesh mikem lo sech adam. Everyone is not allowed to eat blood. Who's everyone? Lahaz here gedolim al ketanim. That the adults are warned about the children. My rab dami hu lo sachlu. Maybe this means I should tell them, guys, don't eat it on your own. No. If the child's eating the blood on his own, a little odd, right? Maybe we should talk to someone, but the child eating the blood on his own, that's not my issue. I'm not allowed to feed it to the child. It's a delicacy in certain parts of Europe to eat blood. They have this blood sausage. You think it's crazy, but it's done. So I'm not, if the child's doing it on his own, that's fine. He's not mitzvah and mitzvahs, but I'm not allowed to feed it to him. And the third case where this comes up, and the pasuk says, beginning of Parshas Emor, Oh, kohanim b'amar tavayim, then with regard to the Easter of Tumas Kehanim, so why does the Pasuk say it twice? Emor v'amarta lahazir gedolim al ketanim. If the katan goes to a funeral, it's not necessarily my problem, but I'm not allowed to bring him there. So what do you see from this Gemara? At least in three instances, we have a halacha called that it's prohibited to be safina mekatan isa biyadayim. I'm not allowed to feed him these items or to cause him to violate Tumas Kehanim. I can't feed him shkatzim, dam, or to cause him to come in contact with the Tamei Meis. Now, it's limited to these three areas. So says the Nevi Huda, the katan is included in the midst of Shkita because I'm not allowed to feed him non-kosher meat. Yeah, but that's not one of the three cases the Gemara says here. What does the Gemara say? Shkatzim, dam, and Tumas Kehanim. So Nevi Huda claims, because really there's a fourth one, and that's non-kosher meat. He says, why did the Gemara bring it up? I don't know. But he says, what's the fourth one on kosher meat? How do you know? Because the Pasuk says, is it also last week's Pasha? No, Pasha Mishpatim. Where he says that if you have an Aveilu, a Ger, a Sheb, a Sharechot, a Nenav, a Chala, a Machal, a Nachri. If you have non-kosher meat, you should give it to the non-Jew who lives amongst you or sell it to the Nachri. Ask the Nevi Yehuda, why did the Gemara say, give it to the Katan? It must be because you can't give non-kosher food to a Katan. So since I can't be safina lakatan isa biyadam, because the pasuk says give it to an achri, sell it to, you know, give it to the ger who lives amongst you, the non-Jew who lives amongst you, or sell it to him. That implies, but it never said give it to the katan. That implies that you're not allowed to feed a katan machol tasuros or non-kosher food biyadam, just like you can't feed him blood, just like you can't feed him shkatzim, just like I can't cause him to come in contact with the tamei meis. So even though he independently is not chayav in these mitzvahs, since I am chayav to treat, you know, to see to it that I don't feed him these items directly, so he's included through like a back door in the mitzvah of eating kosher meat, of shechita, and therefore, if he shechs himself, he can produce kosher meat. As opposed to tefillin, he is simply not included at all. Shabbat, you hear the distinction with Rabbi Yehuda? Again, the contradiction was, how could a katan produce kosher meat? We said, whoever's not included in the mitzvah can't produce the item that we're discussing. That's why he's not included in tefillin. He can't produce tefillin. Rabbi Yehuda says he is included in shechita. Where is he included in shechita? He's not a bar mitzvah because the parents are not allowed to feed him non-kosher meat. Where do we see that? It doesn't appear in the Gemara. It says in Rabbi Yehuda, he darshens his own pasuk. Because the pasuk says, Agersh b'sharech, the nen aval chalav, if you have a nevela, give it to the girl who lives amongst you, the non-Jew. It doesn't say give it to the katan because I'm not allowed to feed it to the katan. Wow. That's a sheer quality. That's nice.
What about
the tefillin? He's not included. So since you're not included, the father has no mitzvah to see to it that he fulfills tefillin. He's not included. You can't produce the item. You'll say shechita is not included either. He could eat non-kosher meat if he wants, yeah, but the father can't feed it to him. Midei raisa, not just mitam chinuch. Just like shkatzim and dam and tumas kohanim, you're not allowed to bring a minor to a funeral. That comes up all the time, by the way. If you can't bring a minor katan to a funeral, it's prohibited, even though he's not bar mitzvah. So much so, the Paiskim Tumah, what about a pregnant Eishes Kohen? Can she, you laugh, it appears in the Shach, in Hilchos Aveilus, a pregnant Eishes Kohen. Perhaps she can't go to a funeral. Because maybe she's pregnant with a fetus, a male fetus, who's a Kohen. And now that's me, Matame, Kohanim, Ketanim, Biyadayim. So the Shulchan Aruch says it's allowed because we don't know if the child will be viable. Sveik sveika. Maybe the child won't be viable. And even if it is viable, maybe it's a girl. But guess what? In our times, we have sonograms. You can find out if it's a girl or a boy. Maybe I have to find out if you want to allow the Eishes Kohen to go to the funeral. I probably, there's a ganta tumah on the poskim right now. In the advent of sonograms. Okay, you're not allowed to be metamed and be a dayim. Even midday rice as a soto kohen zanei de Yehuda, the same is true with the non-kosher meat, so the katan is included in the mitzvah of shechita. That's how the zanei de Yehuda learns. The problem is he's darshaning a pasuk on his own. He's saying midday rice, not only you're not allowed to feed a katan, dam, shkatzim, and tumas kohanim, that it says in the Gemara, he darshaned his own pasuk, you can't feed him the vegal meat. It never says that in the Gemara. It seems like it's limited to these three items, shloi shaksuvim, abam ke'echa, these three items. It doesn't say anything about the other isurim. That's the problem. That's the weakness of the Noi Yehuda. So Reb Chaim Oizer attacks the Noi Yehuda, and he gives his own answer, which is very compelling, excellent, brilliant chap. Says Reb Chaim over here, not that he needs my eskama, says Reb Chaim over here in the Tshuvas Achiezer. He says, one minute, chevra. He says, the katan, when he gets older, he will be included in this Easter of eating non-kosher meat. So the same way the katan can't, when he gets older, he won't be able to eat this hamburger. When he's a katan, he's already included in the mitzvah because it will apply to him when he gets older. Well, what about tefillin then? Won't the mitzvah of tefillin apply to him when he gets older as well? So why then can't he produce tefillin now that he's a katan, says the Reb Chaim Oizer, because it's a different mitzvah of tefillin. The mitzvah of tefillin of today is over, and it's a new mitzvah of tefillin tomorrow. The Isser Malkolos Asuras is the same every day. So since the katan is included in Malkolos Asuras, when he gets older, he's included in the Isser, already now, and therefore he can produce kosher meat. He's considered to be a bar zavicha. But he's not considered to be a bar kashir of tefillin, even though he will be chayav tefillin when he gets older, because that mitzvah will be a different mitzvah. The mitzvah of Wednesday is different than the mitzvah of Tuesday of tefillin. And therefore, it's a different mitzvah. So he's no longer he's not considered to be a bar kashira now because he'll be chayav in tefillin later on. Says the B'chayim Moriz over here, the katan havi bar zavichu kashira yagdil v'lo dami v'tefillin the katan pasul ksivas tefillin mishum de'eno b'kashira the hazma havi mitzvah chiyuvis l'chol yom v'yom. There every day it's a different mitzvah. Became and the kozman shu katan ainu al chiyu mitzvah zuset when he's a katan he's not included in this mitzvah. Hare avi ainu bar ainu bekashira. He's not included in the kashira's tefillin. He can't produce tefillin. Masha ain ke b'shchita ukai gavna chiluko ben hada ainu bekashira lahad the gabi ged avi bar. He says that's different. And he explains. I'm sorry over here on the third line. But oh nira tanavego zu atzma tayasar al katan kashiyagdil. This non-kosher meat itself, if you would leave it around frozen, will be prohibited to the katan when he gets older. Masha ain't came but tefillin to kol yom hu chiyu miyucha b'fnei atzmo. Every day, tefillin is a different mitzvah. So the tefillin of today is not the tefillin of tomorrow. So he won't be chayv in the tefillin of today. He'll be chayv in the tefillin of tomorrow, but not the tefillin of today. So he can't produce tefillin today. But by non-kosher meat, if you'll keep this same meat around till tomorrow, he won't be permitted to eat it when he gets older. So he can't eat it. He's already considered to be a bar zavika now to produce kosher meat, as long as there are others watching over him. So the claims of Chaim Moza, that's the distinction between being a bar zavika and being a bar kashira. Yeah.
What so doesn't say for Torah.
Same thing. Ah, you're saying every day it's a new mitzvah. You have to say every day it's a new mitzvah. Say for Torah.
What would be the reason behind it? Like what new mitzvah?
You're saying how is it a new mitzvah even? How is tefillin really a new mitzvah, right? We don't produce new tefillin every day.
You don't produce it, but you wear it every single day.
You're assuming it's a mitzvah once a day, every day tefillin.
Yeah, Torah, it's like, yeah, supposed
that's
to
really not the mitzvah of tefillin, though. The mitzvah of tefillin is to wear it all the time also. We don't do it because we don't have a goof nookie. Yeah.
But what
else
is it? What's the reason for, you know?
I hear you. You're saying it's not that great either. It's the same mitzvah mezuzah tomorrow as it is today.
Nothing changed.
Right. It's continuous.
Looking at the parchment.
Even the mitzvah of tefillin, you could have argued. We only do it once a day, so we're so ingrained to viewing it as a mitzvah that's once a day every day, like I do. I was Yaitz design already. You should be wearing tefillin now too.
That's why they always get a check for
it. Yeah, so it's not that great. Benji doesn't like a prime Moses Terrence. I gave him my askama. You don't like it. So Soloveitchik has his own answer, but it's not really his answer. It already appears in Ochanan. I think that's what Ochanan means, but as we'll see, it's already in the Prima Gadim, which is even a little bit earlier. Here, Rabbi Ochanan writes in the Kovitz Ha'ora Simenai and Hei Oiz Dawin. Here's Ochanan Wasserman. In this same dilemma, the same conundrum. If the child is not a bar kashira to produce tefillin, why is he bar zavika to chef properly, as long as others are watching over him, that we can believe him? So he says, da'afta katan eino muzar, even though he's not included, mikol makom sibas ha'iser yeshno etzlo. The reason for the mitzvah, or the reason for the iser of macholos asuros, or nevela meat, applies to the child, as opposed to the sibas ha'mitzvah, which doesn't apply to him. What does that mean? What? So I believe what he's driving at is what Soloveitchik explains explicitly, you know, states explicitly in the Shurim of Anyaradea. And as we'll see, it's really a prima gadin. And that is that the Maisa Aveira of a Katan is considered to be a Maisa Aveira. It's true he's not included in the mitzvah of eating kosher meat or the prohibition of eating nevela meat. But if he eats nevela meat, that's considered to be an aveira. There's no onesh, but it is an aveira. As opposed to the maisa mitzvah of a katan, that's not a maisa mitzvah at all. Again, they distinguish that the maisa aveira of a katan, that is an aveira. That's an aveira. Is there an onesh? No. Are there consequences? No. Is it wrong? Without a doubt. That's what Bochana means. The sibas ha'iser exists. It's wrong. Even though he's not liable for any consequences. And Soloveitchik brought a number of proofs to this notion. Or from the Rambam. Have a look over here at the Rambam. Perek Tezim Hilchus Gagas Halacha Gimel. The Rambam is discussing a Shifcha Charufa. Without getting caught in the details of what a Shifcha Charufa is. Anybody know what a Shifcha Charufa is? A little complicated. Yeah, you know what it is? Yeah, it's a complicated concept. Shifcha Charufa is a woman who is owned by two masters and freed by one of them. So, and she only becomes Jewish fully when she's freed, right? Although before that she was an Eved Kenayni. But while she was a Shifcha Kenayni, she was married to an Eved Ivri, who was permitted to marry a Shifcha Kenayni. So she's sort of an Ashes Ish, but not really. Right? Because the part of her that's a Shifcha Kenayni is married to an Eved Ivri. The part of her that just got freed is not married to anybody, but she's sort of Jewish. So this is mamash, a complicated situation. You're not allowed to have relations with her. Kitzamai, so the Pesuk says in the Torah, you're not allowed to have relations with her. And if you do, you have to bring a carbon. Says the Rambam, what if a katan has relations with her? Ben teisha shana v'yamecha, shabal shivcha charufa, this partially freed, partially married woman. He loikev, who may be carbon? The Rali says the Rambam Sheinu Mevi Ad Shiyagdi Oviya Ben Das. When does he bring the carbon? When he'll become a bar mitzvah. How is he bringing a carbon? Chevra. It's not a Maisa Aveira at all. He's not a Gadol. So the Rav is, Mehecha Tesu, the Chayv is a Katan, Ardei Aisha, Havadei Tusahu. It was a mistake. And he's a child. So must be, according to the Rambam, the action of a child is considered to be a Maisa Avera. It's still wrong, even though there's no consequences, and therefore it's a Maisa Avera. And therefore the Katan, if he'll eat an Avela meat, it's an Avera. So he is a Bar Zvicha. He can produce kosher meat. Well, look over here, the Rambam says, last week's Parsha, by the Ir HaNidachas. What happens in the Ir HaNidachas, that's the city where the majority, it never happened, never will happen, but the majority of the people in the city worship the Avodah Zarah. You kill them, who else gets killed? Anybody remember? You kill everybody in the city. The men, the women, the children, everybody. The animals. Everybody. It says, the Rambam Makin is Konefesh Adam Asher Bog of Ikharv Tav Venoshin. Even the men, even the children, the children and the women. Why do you kill the children and the women? Did they worship over the Zara? So the Migdal Oz, that's one of the commentaries on the side of the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, quotes there, Kvar Tama Ram Halevi Mitoli Tono, Toli Tolo. I don't know where that is. Sounds like Italy. Lama Hanish Hanashim Vakatanim Sheena Bnei Chiyuv. Why are they getting punished? They didn't do anything wrong. You know, a lot of people had correspondences with the Rambam. So they asked this question. The Hey Shivu Chachmei Luniel, who defended the Rambam, the Chacham from Luniel, defended the Rambam. Then Sigzeris Hakosta, did they get killed as well? The Pasuk says, Hakes, Sakes, Yoishve Ha'ir, even the woman and the children. Why? So the Migdal Oz speculates, because look, they're part of the community, this is a community punishment, or perhaps it's in order to punish the adults by killing their children. Okay. Even though they're really innocent. However, if Soloveitchik writes in his letters, quote over here, it's a letter to his uncle, Krakowski, writes here over in the name of Reb Chaim, over here, Oysid Aleph, says, Reb Soloveitchik, the Igros Hagrid, Uvefrat, that must be talking about, with the children and the women worship the Avodah Zarah too, that's why they get killed. Who cares if the child worships the Avodah Zarah? He's a child. Says Reb Soloveitchik, must be, because the Avera of a child is considered to be an Avera. Huh? So therefore, since if he would eat Avela meat, it would be considered an Avera, he's a Bar Zvicha, and he can produce kosher meat. He's included in the mitzvah of Shechita. However, when it comes to mitzvos, that's not the case. The Maisa Mitzvah of a Katan is not a Maisa Mitzvah. Not a Maisa Mitzvah. And that's what the Prima Gadim already states. Look back, Oiskas Chevra. Look back, Oiskas, in the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim has a Psicha Koveles, which is like a Psicha, like an introduction to Shas. I mean, it's mamish. It's unbelievable. The Psicha Koveles of the Prima Gadim, and it's full with pearls and wonderful little things. So it says the Prima Gadim over there in the Psicha Koveles, V'adayin yesh la'ayin, he has this contradiction, Baruch Chaim, Simon Amatesef, Av, Kotem, Pozol, Ksivas, Tfilin, Deim, B'chal, Ksharten. But V'afil, Hachi, Koshin, L'zvicha, B'acherim, Rain. But if other people are watching him, he's Koshin, V'shkita. Why? What's the distinction? Tzarech Lema, the mitzvahs asay. When it comes to mitzvot, the katan is not included, and his maisa mitzvah is not a maisa mitzvah. We don't want to tell the children this, right? But okay, it's not a maisa mitzvah at all. So his tefillin is not tefillin, and he can't produce them. Masha ein kein lo isase. However, when it comes to prohibitions, katan chayiv. Elo delav b'nei deyahava. It's a maisa avera, but we can't punish them because they're not cognizant of the gravity of their actions and the ramifications. So therefore, they're potter. But the child, therefore, should be considered a bar zvicha. That's the distinction Soloveitchik makes, that's what the Prima Gadim makes, that same distinction. Yeah.
Originally, we said that because of this sivas, is there something like that, There's no consequences
because we can't punish you because you didn't understand what you were doing, but at the same time, it's a prohibition.
Yeah, right, but then how come... Like,
so he can't produce kosher
meat. Said that once he becomes bar mitzvah, so then he's going to have to...
He has to bring a carbon. A carbon is for the purpose of kapara. Okay. Not, it's not a consequence. I have an avera on my ledger. I want to get it off of it. The Nitziv in the Mesh of Davar, or Moshe, actually in the Igros Moshe, disagrees with this Prima Gadim. And they take the much more fuzzy and warm PC approach, that the Maisa Mitzvah of a Katan is also a Maisa Mitzvah. Come on. You're being so harsh on the children. They've arrived from a Rambam. The Chevra, I don't think it's a Raya at all. They're being arrived from a Rambam. Says the Rambam, Perkei, of Hukos Karim, Pesach, Lach, Hazayin, Gershon is Geyer, Bein Pesach, Rishon, the Pesach, Sheni. You have a convert who converts. between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, does he have to bring Pesach Sheni? V'chein katan shehigdol ben shnei psachim chayavim lasos Pesach Sheni. Okay, the ger converts. Not only if he was tamei at the time of the bringing of the carbon Pesach, that's the original reason for Pesach Sheni, but a ger who converts in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni brings Pesach Sheni. Katan who becomes bar mitzvah in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni brings Pesach Sheni. But im shachdu olav berishin, if the katan was part of a carbon Pesach and Pesach Rishon, he's potter from Pesach Sheni. What does that imply? Is the katan's carbon Pesach a carbon Pesach? If he didn't, wasn't a kudim Pesach Rishon, he brings Pesach Sheni. Let's say he did bring Pesach Rishon. Does he have to bring Pesach Sheni? No. Says in Itziv, you know why? Because his original carbon Pesach is a Maisa Mitzvah, even though he was a katan at the time that it was brought. That's his raya. The Kesef Mishnah, though, already, bavarns this. Kesef Mishnah says, no, come on. The Maisa Mitzvah of a Katan is not a Maisa Mitzvah. That's why he can't produce tefillin. He's not a Bar Kshira. You're nothing. He's nothing when it comes to mitzvahs. We don't want to say, it's not nice, right? But, you don't talk about this at a bar mitzvah, right? But, upsharon, it's not a Maisa Mitzvah. It's true. So why is this carbon Pesach a carbon Pesach? Says the Kesef Mishnah, because does everybody bring their own carbon Pesach? No. How do you eat a carbon Pesach? Together with the family, together part of a chabura. So it's not his carbon Pesach, it's the carbon Pesach of the family. So he gets schlepped along with the family because it's part of a chabura. So that's why his carbon Pesach becomes a carbon Pesach. It's added significance because he's part of the family and it's a mitzvah on the family. It's a mitzvah on the chabura. He says, Ikalu Medak, Altu Katam Bar Chiyuva Peturahu? Well, how can his carbon Pesach count for when he gets older later on? The Kasari Korkas, the Kevin Rahmani Rabbi Lakatan Shiyishkatu Alav. Since we can allow the Katan to be part of the Chabura, he can eat from the carbon Pesach. Mimanano so niftahu bekach min hasheni. Therefore, he's part of the carbon Pesach Sheni because he's included in the Chabura, part of special halacha that he's allowed to be part of the Chabura. So since he's included in the Chabura, he's included in the mitzvah as well. But every other mitzvah, the mitzvah of a Katan is not a mitzvah. So therefore, a Katan cannot produce tefillin. His Maisa Mitzvah is not a Maisa Mitzvah. Since he's not in the mitzvah, he can't produce tefillin either. But when it comes to kosher meat, he can chef if there are others watching over him because he is included in the iser of eating non-kosher meat because then a veira of a katan is in fact a ma'aser there. Oh, okay. Yeah.